With Gay State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Homeowners with cool season grasses as their lawn may find that their grass is turning yellow in the heat of the summer, and might be concerned that their grass is dying. This is not the death of your grass, but is instead a dormancy in order to survive the excessive heat of the summer. The grass bides its time for a more advantageous growing season like the fall or spring. Tall fescue is one such cool season grass that may undergo dormancy. In periods of excessive heat or excessive drought, the grass will turn yellow and then, once temperatures are more favorable, turn green again. You may also see this dormancy if you have a different fescue species or Kentucky bluegrass as your turf grass. Warm season grasses, like Bermuda grass, have their primary growing season during the summer and then will go dormant once cooler temperatures roll in. Therefore, people with Bermuda grass lawns will see their grasses go dormant in the fall. Yellowing lawn alone is not something to be concerned about unless it is turning yellow at the wrong time. Some yards, which use a mix of turf grass, may have some grass blades go yellow, while others stay green. It is important to know what species of grass you have in your yard in order to determine whether you have a problem or the grass is just going dormant. As a homeowner, you have several management options to ensure that your grass stays actively growing for longer during its non-preferred growing season. The best way to ensure that your grass stays actively growing is to place it in the right part of your lawn. Cool season grasses like the fescues and Kentucky bluegrass will do much better in the shade, while Bermuda grass will do much better in sunny positions. Fescues can also survive in sunny positions, but will not do as well as in shady positions. This gives the grasses a better chance of avoiding going dormant at the wrong time. Another characteristic of turf grass that homeowners have control over is the variety of seed that is put out into the lawn. There are certain varieties that have been tested for increased drought and heat tolerance, and these seeds are less likely to go dormant during our hot and humid summers. The last major characteristic of turf grass management that homeowners have control over is the height of the cut when mowing yards. Lower cuts will take more of the blade out of your yard and put more stress on the turf grass. In order to prevent water loss and increase energy reserves, frequent low mowings are more likely to encourage dormancy in cool season grasses during the summer. To combat this, mow less frequently and raise the height of your mower deck in order to remove less of the grass blade with every mowing. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.